Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, welcome back to the Girl Dad Girls podcast. My name is Michaela Garcia, and with me as always is, of course, Miss Bree and Miss Danny with the D. Hello, ladies.
Oh, such a big package. Thank you.
I have good news. Today we're doing a very special Christmas episode of the Girl Dad Girls podcast.
Yay!
I'm excited, ladies. Are you?
Oh yeah. God.
Oh, I can't wait to get it started.
Oh, my God.
So we don't really have a game plan for today. I guess we're just going to kind of wing it. We're going to ask each other some questions, and then we're all going to get naked and show each other our nipples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have a question for y'all.
Already? Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite Christmas food to eat at, like, Christmas dinner?
Oh, God. Like, a whole spiral honey ham, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do they have exclusive like Christmas foods?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what do you like to eat at Christmas dinner? Like, do you like the turkey? Or like, I mean, I guess it's kind of like Thanksgiving and kind of stealing from Thanksgiving.
I got to be honest. I've never had a Christmas dinner.
What?
Yeah. I have like junk food and stuff like cakes and pies, but never like an actual like meal.
Never sat down and had like never sat down for like on Christmas Day, like everybody gets together.
No, can I change it to a drink? I like hot cocoa. I always drink that around Christmas time.
That was gonna be my question. What is your favorite Christmas beverage?
Damn it. mine is still like it is for Thanksgiving, because I'm stealing from Thanksgiving, because that's how original I am. Is yellow squash with sour cream on top of it and chives and stuff. And
wow, you really like that food.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah,
I've never heard of that. Squash with what?
Yellow squash and like onions and stuff in there, and it's all sauteed or whatever. I don't know, it's soft. But
is that like a sweet or a savory?
Savory. Oh. But then the sour cream kind of gives it like that sour cream kind of taste, and yeah, it's really good. My mom makes it, and every time she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, make that. Then she's just like, every time she asks me, and I'm like, how old am I? How many years have we done this, Mom? This goddamn rigmarole. Every time we get this shit
together.
Don't ask.
Just make it.
Don't fucking ask me. Well, of course I want it.
I don't have a lot of Christmas foods that I even know of, but hot cocoa, specifically my dad's hot chocolate that he makes, because he makes the Abuelita hot chocolate, which is a Mexican hot chocolate, and he puts so much sugar in that thing, God, it hurts your teeth.
Say it again. Say the name again.
The Abuelita hot chocolate.
Ooh.
God, but he puts like a pound of sugar in it, and your teeth feel like they're soft when you're done drinking it. So much sugar, but it's delicious, and I love it.
The way you said that jingled
my
bell.
Did my teeth used to feel like gummy bears?
So for those who are interested, I think y'all can see this, but because you can't see it on this thing, but I think Bree, Meek, and I are all on the naughty list. So sorry, I'll go over here just in case people can't see it.
Okay. Oh, okay, nice.
We're on the naughty list, unfortunately.
As we should be.
It is a big rock.
And for those of us who are listening to us and not watching us, we are dressed in our Christmas gear. Miss Danny is dressed like straight up Mrs. Claus.
I'm essentially like the home wrecker that ruins Christmas.
I'm just wearing a red top with a Christmas hat and my headphones, and Bree apparently is in hell.
I'm on fire right now. It's okay.
She has a fireplace in the background, and it looks like she's on fire, but it looks really cool.
She's in North Carolina. It's kind of close. Anyways,
it's the same thing.
Shit, we're gonna get canceled. Okay. So yeah. So that was mine. Wait, Bree, what was your favorite? You said a spiral honey ham.
Yeah, and getting stuffed stuffing.
Oh. My goodness.
Bree. Okay.
Oh, yeah, so drinks. Mine is wassail. What about yours, Danny?
Oh my God. Well, back when I was drinking, it would be spiked eggnog. It just doesn't have the same zing to it that it used to, because I'm not getting drunk. But I would say right now, I could probably go for like a nice, like hot spiced cider.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Cloves and all.
Yeah.
You know, I love eggnog, but I've never had it spiked.
Oh, yeah. With rum.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I think my favorite eggnog is from Target. It's like a vanilla eggnog. It's so good. It tastes like melted ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like the Southern Comfort kind? It's like,
I have that in my fridge. That's the one I make my lattes with this nice time of year.
Oh, I bet you rum chata would be good in eggnog.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So,
the add plan some fireball is on there, too.
Oh, yes. Mika, what was your, you had one of those questions things too that we were gonna say with our face holds, right?
Yeah, it's pretty basic, but yeah, I have a good question. Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, mine's easy. Happiest Season. I've watched it 7 times so far.
This year?
Or this year.
In your life?
This year. No, this year.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that. I don't know what that is.
It is the cutest Christmas movie. You have to go Happiest Season. It has all the stuff. It has Aubrey Plaza. It has Daniel Levy. It has Kristen Stewart.
Oh, that came out last year, didn't it? It's like a lesbian holiday.
Yes.
That would be why.
Yeah, it's very cute. It's very cute. The only thing that's weird though is there's a couple parts where they kiss. And the girl, Mackenzie Davis, who plays like the taller of the two, like looks like she's like molesting the child. Kirsten Stewart's so small. Like you see their heads next to each other, and it's like an apple and a watermelon.
Oh, now I really want to see it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. The camera angles did not do them justice. So but it's really cute. Daniel Levy is adorable in it.
How about you, Bree? What's your favorite?
I have got to go with Christmas Vacation. I watch that every year. Every single year. It's just too good, and it never gets old.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Don't piss me off, Art.
That's the one with Chevy Chase, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I used to really love, I still like, I really love Community, but I heard he's such a dick in real life.
They were saying that like the reason that Donald Glover left Community is because he couldn't deal with Chevy Chase's racism anymore.
Oh, that's so sad.
So. Apparently, he's like they were saying, like, that's how he is in real life. It's like, oh
that's awful.
Chevy, explain yourself.
I think he was the weakest character on that show, though, because I really love that show, but he was never my favorite. He had a couple good lines.
Then, like, when they replaced him with, like, the weird guy that played, like, Michael from Breaking Bad.
Mike Ehrmantraut? Like,
I was just like, okay, well, he creeps me out and gives me, like, the heebie-jeebies. I feel like he's always going to, like, just haul off and shoot somebody.
Well, speaking of shooting, that's actually leads me to my favorite Christmas movie. I probably shouldn't have said it like that. But my favorite Christmas movie, and it's very controversial because some people say it is, some people say it isn't, but Die Hard.
Yeah.
Not only is 100%. It my favorite Christmas movie, it's one of my favorite movies in general.
And if you think it's a Christmas movie, then it is. And for everybody out there who says, no, it's not, then it's not. Fine. Whatever. Hey. Merry Christmas. It's whatever you say it is.
I mean, he writes on a dead body. Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun. So,
yeah.
Of course, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Takes place during Christmas time. Honestly, yeah. It's like asking if, like a taco is a sandwich. It's like, is it a sandwich to you? Cool. Let's not die on this hill. Is a Pop-Tart a sandwich is, like, the good... That's the good debate. But... I will leave that to the message boards on the comments on our YouTube channel. Because apparently we're on YouTube now.
Oh, great. That's good to know.
So, can't show my boobies.
Ladies, I have a little bit of sad news to share. Were you a fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, saw.
I heard Andre Brower, I think it's how you pronounce the last name, he passed away yesterday.
Yeah,
he played Captain Raymond Holt on that show, and he was actually like my favorite character on that show. But it's so sad to hear.
That.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Damn it. Well, in that case, I have a thinker for y'all.
Okay.
Mika, this one's for you.
I'm not great at thinking, but lay it on me.
You are. You're good at just. Anyways, okay. Mika, name all of the reindeer.
Oh, okay. There's 8 of them, right?
Well, technically there's 9.
Rudolph doesn't count, though.
Oh my God, he's a reindeer.
Is he? Yeah. I heard he's just a deer that identifies as reindeer.
Trans reindeer.
Okay. Dancer, Prancer, Donner, Blitzen, right?
Yeah.
Jorge, Jesus, Felipe. That's all I know. I don't know.
There's
Donner, Blitzen. Comet,
Cupid. shit, that's 6. Okay, well, there's 2 more. Wait, hang on. Which one did we say?
Oh, Sleepy and Sleepy Angry.
Dopey. Sleepy, Dopey, and Druggy.
Yeah.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and the rest. if you get this, those 6 going, the other ones just kind of follow along because they're
the
just
other ones you can just call the gang.
I'm gonna go look them up because I probably should have known.
Have you ever seen a bright red light in the middle of fog? It does not help you see. All you see is a bright red light.
Yeah, it makes 0 sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Names. Hang on. We are looking. I cannot type with these stupid gloves on. reindeer names. Okay. Okay. We have Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, which is a female fox, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Drumroll, Rudolph. Boom.
There's a reindeer named Dancer?
Yeah.
Yep. Dancer, Prancer.
That's just lazy.
Dancer's the gay one.
What's up?
I'm Dancer.
Hey, y'all. Anyone touch each other's packages?
Okay, I have another question for you, ladies.
My treasure sack.
Next question.
Okay.
Do you like to give or receive? Wait for it. Christmas presents.
Oh, I am definitely a catcher. I mean, receiver.
You know, like if there weren't this like sort of like moral superiority thing where like if you get somebody a present, they don't get you one, you're just like, but if you get somebody if somebody gives you a present and you forgot to get them one, you're just like, oh, they like lord that over you for the rest of the year. So I like to give presents because I love that moral superiority over people and to kind of just feel like I'm, ha, 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 now I don't owe you anything. So in summer when you ask me to help you move and I was like, hey, you know what? I got you a Christmas present. You didn't get me anything. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Bree?
I receive majority of the time, but I do give about 20% of the time.
You're kind of a switch.
Yeah, I'm a switch giver.
You're reverse. You're reverse.
Yeah.
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 Nice. Mm-hmm. When it comes to gift giving, I would say I'm definitely a top. I'm much more of a giver than a receiver. Yeah. Yeah, I've never really gotten many presents for the longest time. When I was married, I hardly ever got anything. And then, so I'm just got so used to giving, and I like to make people happy all the time. So I love giving gifts.
I gave a lot when we first got married, but then it kind of slowed down to like once a month. What are we talking about? Talking about presents, right? Yeah, I just give her a present every month.
Yeah, I was about every 6 months, but whatever.
I'd bring my present sack in, release the presents.
Yeah. And then it slowed down to whenever we tried to make a biological gift.
Oh, bio baby.
Bio baby.
I don't know what other kinds there are, but anyways. Okay, so what do y'all want for Christmas?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. Let me think about that one. You go first, Bree.
Okay. Really, I don't want anything for myself. I just want to watch my daughter get into it. And this is kind of her first Christmas where she's sentient instead of just goo goo gaga.
Yeah.
So just watching her open up her own stuff and give me that smile. That's it.
That's cute.
Mine, I guess mine's kind of boring, but I was at the Samsung store yesterday, and I'm really in love with that folding phone. The fold, I think it's the Fold 5. Mm-hmm. It's like the size of a phone, but then it opens up to a tablet, and that thing's super awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That,
it really doesn't take a picture, right? Like, it just sits up by itself?
I think it can. Yeah, like its own little tripod. It's like a Mika. Mm. Sorry. That. Or I've really wanted a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes with the red bottoms. They're super expensive, but I really want some.
Biotone.
Louis Vuitton.
Oh, I guess on that note, I'll take a magic wand too if anybody's in the market. Hitachi, please.
Yeah. The thing I've always been saying is I want to like find somebody to like, you know, like I don't know. I kind of want to, you know, what's that? The last Christmas gave you my heart, but the very next day, like this year, I'll give it to somebody special. But there's nobody special around here. I guess I'll just take an iPad.
I was gonna say that's way too mushy. Let's talk about materialistic stuff here.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hard part. It's like I just like everything I want, I get.
Dang.
I may cut that from the video because that sounds so assholey.
No, you gotta keep it.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I kind of some goddamn peace and quiet, I guess, is the only other thing I always say. But I guess maybe to figure out where I'm gonna be next year, because I want somebody to figure it out for me. So if you want to send me a Christmas present, you can either go on my Amazon wish list or tell me where to go.
Wait, do you really have an Amazon wish list?
I do. Yeah.
What's the first three things on your wish list?
So it starts off at the beginning. I was adding things like lingerie and bikinis and cute dresses, and then I got to the point of adding like Raspberry Pis and like a curved gaming monitor and like all these like LED lights and just things that like I was like, if some rich person comes along and is like, you know what, I'm just gonna drop a couple of loads on this girl.
This is a great episode so far.
And hopefully they're like, cool. Just clicking through and they're like, cool, bikini, 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 curved monitor, bikini, bikini. And I was like, okay. if it just so happens that some rich philanthropist, full-on rapist, wants to come give me some presents, I'll do it.
Nice.
I don't know how I'll ever repay you.
There it is.
That Velcro.
Let's see. 28 minutes into the show, the clothes came off. We should mark it every single time and see how long it takes.
But I just want to see. I want y'all to be happy. That will make me happy.
Oh.
I don't know. I'll say that. Why not?
Hey, ladies. I have a confession to make.
Shoot, give it to us.
I am not tucked right now. I did not wrap my present.
Oh.
Yeah. Aww. I figured my waist is below the camera. I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
Why bother? You know, might as well be comfortable. Might as well let the girls out. If that's what you want to call them. Huh. Hey, ladies don't have that problem. You cut yourself.
No.
I mean, I guess, you know, the twins. The older child is still there, but the twins are gone.
Yeah, Dancer and Prancer are gone.
Vixen is still there.
Rudolph is still around.
I wanted to ask you, ladies, before, like, what's the mindset behind getting rid of the huevos but keeping the chorizo? Like, like, what made you come to that decision? Like, that's where you want to be with it.
You know, for me, honestly, it was. I thought it was going to make tucking a lot easier. It did not for me personally, but just because, like, I don't know if y'all want to see, but it was supposed to make tucking easier. It is nice to not have to take spironolactone.
Spironolactone.
Well, and if I accidentally miss a dose of hormones, to not worry that, like, the testosterone's going to rage is going to come back. I'm gonna start going out and boxing random strangers like I used to.
My answer is pretty stupid.
What's yours?
Bikini season.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well,
but I can't. I mean, still got all the dangly skin down there. So
it's tucking doesn't work for you. Works for me.
No. And I'm trying.
Flat as a board.
Yeah, hair tie. I don't have a hair tie over here, y'all. Mika, are you thinking about doing it?
I don't know if I can guarantee that it would still work.
Oh, it does.
You know, functionally for sexual reasons.
Get that. It does.
It does.
You know,
very much so.
Oh, dang. Snake still bites. It just didn't have the venom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, does it look unnatural? Like, you just have a front tail.
That's
how it always was, right? Except you had
like a reverse mullet.
The extras. I don't have a better word. No, it don't look funky. It's just what's the word? Streamlined.
Mm.
You know, honestly, yeah, like it doesn't look that much different from the front.
Can I get rid of the chorizo and just keep the huevos? Like, just like a hanging ornament?
Like a truck
from left field. Meeks decides to chop the snots and keep the nuts.
Like, I'm gonna keep this one, but not keep these. Yeah.
Or just get rid of half the ween and one huevo. Yeah.
Just get it, like,
if you're getting rid of half of it, do the right half.
You know, I just found out that I have scoliosis. How do you say it?
Scoliosis.
My spine kind of looks like a question mark. I never knew this till like 2 weeks ago. Oh, wow. I wonder if, like, I just chopped off half of it, if it would, like, kind of balance me out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Mika, these are the kind of questions that we need science to figure out. So, you know, you're a pioneer, okay? Let's go.
Okay, ladies, next question. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Favorite Christmas tradition?
The one I just started now, doing a podcast with my best friends.
Did you take your injection tonight?
Not yet.
You're so mushy.
I know. I'm coming down from a very good high.
Oh.
Don't really have. I've not decorated at all. Like, throughout my apartment, this is the only Christmassy thing in the apartment right now. Just not in the spirit this year. So,
my favorite Christmas tradition is hiding the Christmas pickle.
Well, Mika,
I was finally ready to give a wholesome answer, and then Bree had to lead into it with that one.
y'all never hidden the Christmas pickle?
I have never.
I mean, not like
you know what it is, though, right? Sex. It's an actual thing. It's not just dick joke.
Oh,
I thought it was a dick joke.
My mind's in the gutter.
There's an ornament that is a pickle, and you hide it somewhere in the tree, and whoever finds it first gets the first present.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like...
Yeah, I wasn't just talking about pee-pee stuff over here.
Wow, that's like stealing from the Easter Bunny. Damn. Easter Bunny's sitting over here like, look, come on, Santa, get off my thing. Get off my dick, Santa. Get off my Christmas pickle. Get your pickle out of my shit, Santa.
Fucking Velcro.
So, Mika, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Yeah, let's see. Believe it or not, my favorite part is wrapping presents. I don't know why. It just totally relaxes me. I'm really good at it, making crystal lines, and sometimes I'll even match up the patterns and stuff. But I really like it because I remember when I was like 5 or 6, my grandma taught me how to wrap, and it's just a core memory for some reason that I love. And every time I wrap presents, I think of my grandma.
Aww. Your grandma taught you how to rap?
She taught me how to rap.
Can you freestyle right now?
Her favorite song was one of the Slim Shady songs. So.
Oh, 8 Mile. Nice.
Yeah.
I am the worst rapper. Like I'll everything will be straight and smooth and everything. And then I get to the sides and it just becomes this chaotic mess of, wow, why is one of them twice as long as the other one? And I fold over and I fold it over and I fold it over. And then the other one's just like, well, I need to put an extra piece of wrapping paper across that to cover over what it is. But my new favorite thing to do is get prank gift boxes and put the real, like there's one that's like, it's like a 10,000 piece puzzle and all the pieces it says are like that big. It comes with a magnifying, it's like on the outside it says it comes with a magnifying glass and the puzzles are like honeycomb, sky, blue sky. So it's like, and one of them is a thing called Toilet Tunes, which is a MP3 player, a Bluetooth speaker that you put in the toilet, and your pee is what changes the volume of the next tracks. And it says your bathroom will be the new favorite hangout, and says get the potty started. But I love getting like putting fake gift boxes. That's kind of my thing.
Nice. I don't believe in gift bags. I think that's very lazy. You throw it in a bag and put some tissue on it.
Oh, yeah.
Easily feasible. Yeah, right?
What? Come on.
Yeah.
You're a lazy rapper, Danny.
Some of us have things to do.
You lazy rapper? You mumble
yes,
rapper?
Yes. Yeah, call me DMX. I'm a lazy rapper.
I would have accepted the Island Boys or... any other mumble rapper than that.
Yeah, I guess DMX died, right? So I should probably shouldn't make fun of him. Oops.
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, we all enjoyed Rough Riders.
True.
Have y'all seen that breakdown of people like the rappers and their vocabulary versus like how many words they like over the course of their entire catalog, how many words they use? And like DMX is like way far at the low end. It's like A$AP Rock is like at the very top. Like he apparently likes to use big words.
A$AP Rocky.
What?
A$AP Rocky.
Yeah. But like.
Like yeah, fashion DMX, killer.
Like they're like he uses. It's like, whoa. Hey.
Lil Jon has to be way down there with DMX.
Yeah. Yeah, he just says yeah all the time.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, have you heard? Apparently he's like a really smart guy. Like, it just sort of, it's all a shtick with him. That I've heard. Sense.
That's like me, too. I only pretend to be dumb. Me, very smart.
Yeah, I only look stupid.
I pretend to be smart, but I'm a fucking idiot.
That's my favorite, like, backhanded compliment to somebody. Is like, when they do something smart, you go, oh, wow, you only look stupid.
Oh, dang.
And they're just like, oh.
All right, I got a question.
Okay.
Go for it, please.
What is your time limit on in-laws?
Ooh, what do you mean?
Like spending time with them at holidays and stuff. Is it a couple of hours? Is it a day, 2 days, 3 days?
I actually transitioned, so I didn't have to see my in-laws anymore.
Okay, we'll change it to extended family for a few people involved.
I don't even like my
meat. All involved.
Fuck.
Well, when I had in-laws, they only spoke Spanish. my ex-wife had to translate every conversation we had with each other. So I only had to spend like 20 minutes with him at the most a day.
That's amazing.
It was.
Why did I think you were fluent?
¿Dónde está mis pantalones?
¿Dónde está mi ropa interior?
Chinga tú.
Yeah, no, I'm not fluent in Spanish. My last name is Garcia. I was married to a Mexican for 10 years. Both my parents speak Spanish, but for whatever reason, I never caught on.
That makes sense. Both my parents speak English, and I'd never caught on either.
Okay.
My parents used to speak Spanish, like when they didn't want us to hear that they were yelling, they were like talking about us. So they'd like, when like me and my older brother were being little shits, they'd start speaking Spanish. And we learned that basically they were talking about us. We didn't have no idea what they were saying, but they were just talking shit about us. I think, I don't know. I never figured it out. But I would say with extended family, I can do my immediate family for like maybe 3 hours. And then I'm like, so extended family, maybe 30 minutes where I'm just like, I just don't like, yeah, we're related, but like, that's about it. We have nothing related to each other other than our blood.
Has it been 30 minutes? Yeah. I got to go find the pickle. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I take my clothes off. Okay. I have a question for y'all. What is your most iconic, like, what was the your Christmas memory that you remember the most, like a Christmas present, a Christmas time, a thing that you did in the past that you really like stuck with you, indelible in your mind?
Ooh, indelible. You're up there with the Jay-Z.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like stuck in your brain. It's like something. It's like,
oh, okay.
You know, like when you're like little and you have those memories that like you can like almost like picture, like photographic memory of just like a time, but then everything else from like being five was gone. But like you can like, yeah.
I've got a good one.
Indelible and the hippocampus.
Hip what? One year when the Olympics came to Salt Lake City, we lived in Park City, so there were
96, more, 94.
2002.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
There was, they had more than a few venues up in Park City, and we decided to fuck off and have Christmas in the Caribbean. So we left and went sailing for Christmas instead of sticking around for that hullabaloo.
Cool.
So that was fun. I came back with a tan, and I don't even tan. I just turn red, like Mika's shirt.
Oh, that reminds me. My bad. When are we going to plan the Girl Dad Girls Aruba vacation?
I don't know, but when you, I mean, we should do that
as soon as we get Missouri out of the way.
Yeah, let's say, how about next November? We all go
to Aruba,
Jamaica. Come on, pretty mama.
Yeah,
where am I gonna take you? God, I can't get close to the camera. You can see all of my pores. Thanks, Dr. Jumaley. You made me look great. But I have lots of pores. Poor me. Nico, what's your favorite memory from Christmas time?
I don't know if this counts because I was already an adult, but I kind of created a memory that stuck with me and I kind of loved it. And it's kind of like what gave me the idea to start my toy drive for Christmas. So maybe like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, I was delivering mail because I worked for the post office, and I was walking door to door, and then this little kid ran up to me, and I was like, oh, can I give you this letter, please, for Santa? I want to make sure he gets it on time. No. I was like, yeah, of course. And so he gave it to me without a stamp, by the way, still accepted it. I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, so I took the letter, and I was nosy, and I opened the letter in my vehicle, and I read it, and all he asked for was for his family to be happy and a remote control helicopter. So that day I went to the store and I actually bought him a remote control helicopter and with batteries and everything. And then I wrapped it up really nice and I wrote him a little nice letter from the North Pole. I addressed it from the North Pole and I left it on his doorstep for him the next day. And the day after that, his parents caught me. They asked if I was the one who left it, and they were thanking me, and they were so grateful. And they said the kid already opened it. It wasn't Christmas time yet. But
did they not bring up the fact that you opened mail that wasn't to you?
They didn't bring that up.
that you created. Wasn't that a felony?
No, we're actually allowed to open Santa letters. Because the post office actually has a program where you could volunteer to answer some letters. So I figured I just took it upon myself to open it.
Wait, Santa's not real? Santa doesn't get those letters?
Next question.
We get to hit the check mark. This video is not for kids.
I think mine is, I was like 13 or 14, and I had just gotten really into drums, and I came downstairs, and my parents had gone out and gotten me like a Gibraltar drum rack, which is like, if you see like the 70s and 80s drummers, they had this giant like metal contraption that holds all the drums on there. And then they got me a bunch of cymbals too. And so I went down and set the whole thing up, and I played for the next probably 5 days. Just all I would do is just go, like, I probably drove them nuts. But my mom would always say, she's like, I didn't like it at first, but I got really used to your drumming, and now it's gone. I'm like, that's a weird thing to really get used to, but okay.
I didn't know you were a drummer. That's cool.
Yeah, I grew up with this birthmark on my arm.
Oh, wow.
and so I was like, I might as well play drums. Actually, one of the reasons I had to stick with DB, my Danielle Rear, I couldn't have gone. I mean, also, like, well, I had it on my DHB on my knife, so I had to stick with that because I didn't want to get a new knife. But also, this tattoo has a little DB on it, and that would have been really awkward if I had changed my name to like Emily or something. Like, who's DB? And it's like, I don't know, he's dead.
Yeah, it's DB Cooper. He jumped out of a plane after robbing a bank.
You could just tell people it means like from dude to the bitch. Bomb.
Drumming bitch. Yeah, dumb bitch. That's me. That's what I call myself. My screen name.
Dumb that bitch 2000.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Whiplash?
Yes.
I love that movie. That's actually one of my favorite movies. It's so good.
Wait a minute, really? Have I?
Wait, you didn't know I played drums?
I didn't know.
Oh. Huh. Do we know anything about each other?
Wait, what's my bra size?
Are you
gigantic?
Mika? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was I played drums. Hey, nice. Merry Christmas. You got found that information.
Then you should record the intro for the podcast on your drums.
Oh yes, I should. I have a drum set right over there.
That'd be sweet.
I've played it. I've had it for about 4 or 5 months. I have played it twice. Elliot has played it 3 times. So my kid has played it more than played my electric drum set more than I have. But when I moved to New York to be baby in the city, I'm gonna take it with me because it'll be nice to have a electric drum set because it's very compact. So. That's my Christmas memory. If you trying to think of a good question because I ran out of all of mine. If you could be anywhere for Christmas, where like if you couldn't be at your house, where would you be for one Christmas? And it, like you could go back to regular afterwards, but you got to spend one Christmas anywhere you wanted to.
Ooh. Okay, honestly, I wouldn't care where it was as long as I was with my boys on Christmas. God, I know it's cheesy, but it's true. I wouldn't care where it is. But
God, you're going to diabetes with
house. We're looking for materialistic answers here.
Come on, Mika. But it's the truth. Plus, I don't travel, so I don't care where I go. I just want to be with my boys. Word.
I'm hurt up, yo.
Bree, where would you go?
I would like to go to Iceland so I could see the Northern Lights.
Oh, on Christmas? Oh,
that fine. That'd be an answer to your question and a bucket list item.
Oh. When are we going to do the Girl Dead Girls Alaska cruise. No, we had an Alaska cruise where we go on the cruise ship, but we're going to Alaska. So people are like, wait, hang on. Isn't that the opposite of what a cruise is supposed to do? And you said, yes. But
yes, absolutely.
We don't know what we're doing. Just like on during the episodes of the podcast, we have no idea what we're doing.
Never.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I think I would probably like to spend Christmas in Paris. Hint, hint, any guys listening. Hint, freaking hint. I really don't know what to do with my hands. So, yeah, I feel like that'd be fun, especially because, like, isn't that where they go in Home Alone? They go to Paris and then...
Yeah,
and they're like it's supposed to, and like, and they have like they're all in like a chateau, if you. And they're like, it looks so nice, and then Kevin's back at home getting like, he definitely should have killed those robbers like 10 times, and then the second one, have y'all ever gone back and watched Home Alone and seen like how many times those people would be dead?
Oh, yeah. Almost every single trap that he sets is like homicide.
Well, in the second one, like, okay, they swing the paint cans, and then the bar comes down and bashes them in the face, and they're just like, oh, we fell backwards. And it's like, and then they fall down like three stories into the basement. It's like, I'm pretty sure y'all would be dead.
There's a YouTube channel I watch. I think it's called The Corridor Crew, and it's like a group of CG animators. And I believe they made realistic Home Alone, like what would happen if they would like get smacked in the face of the paint can, break their skull open and stuff like that. Yeah. It's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, okay. Like,
this paint can would cause multiple fractures and
anything else. Yeah. And like, when they like a third degree burn on your head, it's like, oh yeah, no, it's just cool.
Yeah.
You know, the only part of that whole movie that I cannot watch is Spider-Man. When Marv is walking up the stairs. And like he's in the basement and he gets the tar on him. He steps on the nail. Oh God, because that's just too real. It's like, oh God, that's gotta. Oh yeah, that part. Yeah.
What about A Quiet Place? There's a scene like that in that movie too.
Oh yeah. There is. I saw that and I heard about. Luckily, I heard about it before because people like to ruin things for me. Like I just found out Santa's not real. Where are all my letters going? Where are all the nudes I sent him? Oh no, Santa! Is it some creep at the post office getting those now? hit me up. sorry. The height of just too much.
When you ladies are ready, I have a question to end the show.
Wait, do you want to do that now?
Oh yeah, we're ready.
45 minutes.
Oh yeah, sure, might as well.
We have 45 minutes of solid fucking gold. People out there, you're welcome.
I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot. Then final question. Ladies, if you were to get the other two of us a Christmas gift this year, what would you get us?
I'm just kidding.
So Bree, what would you get Danny? What would you get me? Danny, what would you get Bree? What would you get me?
I would get, well, hang on. Okay. I would get Bree her dream job. And I would get Mika a vacation with her boys.
Well, I don't want to go on vacation with my boys. That sounds awful. I just want to spend Christmas with them.
That sounds terrible.
But thank you.
She shoots and misses. You miss 100% of shots you don't take. Michael Scott, Wayne Gretzky. Or Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. Then iPads.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Okay. I would probably send one of those like firemen or cop or something strippers to Danny. And yep. And then I would get Meeks that golden phone.
Mrs. Claus.
Oh. Oh, you do listen when I talk to you. You're so sweet.
I listen through my ass.
Wait, what? Wait, sorry, I wasn't even listening to that.
Because that's always open.
Always.
Okay, Bree, what'd you get? Sorry, what would you say? I missed it.
What?
I didn't hear what you said you'd get her.
The folding phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember Mika saying that. It's indelible in my hippocampus. I was getting ready to Mrs. Claus that homunculus. Stripper me.
Oh, Manny. Oh, come over here and sit on Mrs. Claus's lap. Tell me what I want for Christmas.
Oh,
so big. Did you wrap that yourself?
Okay. Well, I would get Danny probably like a firefighter catalog calendar for 2024 or something like that.
Some goddamn peace and quiet. No, I'm really not as thirsty as everybody, as I pretend to be. So honestly, I'd be like, this is great, but I'm kind of asexual. So.
And Bree, I would probably get you Modern Warfare 3 so that the three of us can play online together. That'd be sweet.
on my meta quest.
Hint, 3. Hint. I thought we were all playing Mario Kart.
Actually, speaking of which, it's modern Mario Kart Warfare.
Teabagging 3. In Mario Kart.
Wow. Somebody messaged me and they're like, did y'all just improv that whole thing? And it's like, I mean, kind of. Like, can you not tell? It's fucking dumb. It doesn't make any sense. I'm
like, what? It was fun, though. I'm so glad you kept in the part where we start cracking up at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Because
if
you didn't, it would come off so cheesy. But since you kept that part in, it just looks like we're having fun.
Well, and it's like, I wanted it to fade to black. And I don't know if you notice, like, as we're laughing and it's fading out, that's when the intro for the rock song. And I wanted to the drop on the rock song hit right when the Comic Sans. That says that. And did you see, I don't know if anybody noticed, but at the very bottom, after it says, Danny learned how to make explosions, it says, yes, this is Comic Sans, fight me. I'm looking for a fight, if anybody wants. I thought I was going to write that in Papyrus, but I didn't.
Oh, Papyrus? You mean the Avatar font?
The Avatar font. Anyways. Okay, so we'll do, y'all want to do some final Christmas thoughts and Christmas messages to all of our loyal listeners that we have apparently a lot of people who really like the podcast.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of messages, people being like, I cannot wait for this episode. I can't wait for apparently for a lot of the new egg cracks, they like to watch ours because apparently we have a lot of like information. It's like, hey.
Nice.
In about a year and a half, you're going to be thirsty as shit.
Thoughts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. Let's see. It doesn't even have to be Santa, but if it has a lap, Danny will sit on it.
I hope my parents aren't watching this. I told him not to. I told my parents not to watch this.
We need a Velcro count for this episode. Every time you can hear the Velcro unbuttoning.
Okay, that's another one. there's two. There's two. I'm wearing a sports bra, so very unfun. You want to go work out? I would like to say to all of our listeners out there, thank you so much for being listeners. And this has been an amazing year, established in 2023. And 2024 is shaping up to be an amazing year. I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy all the other ones. Whatever you celebrate, I hope it's a great one. And a happy new year. And and if you're a hot rich guy who wants to take me to Paris next year, hit me up. My screen name is not this, it's that, but let's go.
Yeah.
Bree.
Yes. I hope that everybody has amazing holidays, has a warm place to be, and has all of their loved ones, either their actual family or their chosen family. And a good 2024 to everybody else, and rest in peace, DMX.
Well, I think he died like a year or two ago. Anyways, rest in peace. Cool. Well, yeah. Mika, do you want to take us out because you did the intro?
Oh, no, I practiced the intro. I didn't practice an outro.
Okay. how about we'll go real sexy with it, okay?
Okay.
Well, hey, everybody. Thank you for coming and thank you for coming. Yes,
thank you for coming.
thank you for coming to us, to listen to us. So for Girl Dad Girls, I'm That Naughty Danny B. We have Ho Ho Homewrecker Bree and Mika Claus. Mm. Oh, nice. Hey, real quick. What do a cat in the desert and Christmas have in common?
What?
Sandy Claus.
Perfect.
Actually, that's going to be a reel for Instagram, so please don't take it. And TikTok. I'm getting famous on TikTok now. Follow me. That QT Denny B. Love you nice. All. Everybody have a great Christmas, and we'll see you. I gotta take these gloves off so I can actually touch my computer. See everybody in the new year.
Bye. Love Merry you. Christmas.
Bye. This has been a production of Girl Dad Girls Podcast. Check out new episodes every Thursday. If you are interested in knowing more, please email info@girldadgirls.com or find us on Instagram @girldadgirls. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.